Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Big Show on the radio. Our special Better Days Ahead broadcast. Patty, nice. Scott, and Mr. Jerry Springer checking in this morning.
Good morning.
I think the word iconic works with you. I think that works fine. You're probably not going to object to that, are you?
Well, yeah, it doesn't have to be the truth, but I like it.
Yeah.
He won't turn it down. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing.
I'll tell you the word I like best that I hear now, and my wife told me about it. When I got the judge show, you know, to be Judge Jerry, she said, right. You realize this is the first time in your life the words Jerry Springer and honorable will be in the same sentence.
The honorable Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I know. Man, whoever thought that?
Well, now wait. Well, you were a mayor. You actually are. I mean, you're a lawyer.
Oh, you're
and,
right.
And,
yeah.
And yeah, he went to Northwestern University. That's no slouch. So this guy, you're honorable. I would give you that. I mean, there have been things you've done, things we've all done that aren't honorable, but.
Yeah. But I've been on now for 30 seconds, and I've been called iconic and honorable. I love you guys.
Yeah. Now, you did that that other thing, 27 years?
And I'm sorry for that. I apologize. But
in this business, the entertainment world, that is an eternity.
It was a long-running show, and it's still on because we taped, 5,000 episodes, so I think it could probably run forever.
Right.
But, I enjoyed doing it, and it was a lot of fun, but it was crazy. I mean, it was stupid.
Did you get tired of it after a while?
No, because I'll tell you why I never got tired of it. Because, you know, let's say you and I went out just to have a dinner one evening. And you would say to me, Jerry, and I'd say to you, what was your day like? And you'd tell me, you know, what it was like at work, and a funny thing happened at the water cooler, and we'd chuckle. And then you'd say to me, well, Jerry, what was your day like? And I'll say, I had this guy who married his horse. So I'm always going to have the better story.
No matter, that's true.
You know, wherever I was, people would tell me something, and I had a better one.
Right.
You know, even when you were starting out in the, I guess, show business, when you were the anchor, was the top news anchor in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a tagline? I used to have friends I have a lot of friends from Cincinnati, and because I grew up in Indianapolis, so it was right down the road.
Oh, yeah, sure. I would end just as I end every show, but with the news, I would end every newscast with take care of yourself and each other, which is how I end every, all the Jerry Springer shows.
But that's where it started.
Because they told me, it was interesting, it was going to be my first day anchoring. And that afternoon they came to me and said, you know, you ought to have a tagline. Because back then, all the news anchors had, you know, a tagline at the end.
Sure.
And this was the 1980s. And in the 80s, it was the start of the me generation, where, you know, everyone was saying, take care of yourself. You had commercials about hair coloring and say, you know, use that because
you deserve it.
The books where I'm number one, all this stuff was about taking care of yourself.
Right.
And I tend to be pretty liberal, so I just thought, well, I'd add to that and each other. In other words, we should have some responsibility to take care of each other as well.
Right.
So that's how that got. But now, with what's going on today,
yeah,
I don't think those words ever had more relevance.
That's for sure.
Who would have thought? But we really got to take care of not just ourselves, but each other, and find out if there's someone in your family, a next-door neighbor, someone who lives on your block that needs particular help with what we're going through.
Yeah.
So that's, so that's how that came about.
We're talking to Jerry Springer. He's got Judge Jerry weekdays at 2 o'clock on PIX 11, and he just got renewed for season 2. Congratulations on that.
How are you filling your days right now?
What I'm really doing is, which is I kind of love, actually, is I'm just reading. I mean, over the years, you collect all these books, and you don't get a chance to read them all because you're doing your regular work.
Yep.
But now, I'd say my major activity, Mickey and I, we just sit and we read our books, and I'm going through all the presidents now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
I love that.
Kind of interesting.
Oh, God.
Don't start. It's these men, because I'm a huge presidential history fan. So I am
mostly Abe Lincoln for her.
Yeah, but I love. There's a bunch of them.
I'm just reading now the biography on Grant.
Yeah. Isn't that a great one? It's a fabulous book. Somebody gave that to me. Actually, John Elliott, our weather guy, gave that to me for Christmas last year, and just devoured it. I'm loving it. Yeah.
It's 960 pages.
Yeah, I know. It takes a while to get through.
For God's
sake. But I'm on 650 now, so I'll keep letting you know how I'm doing.
You also do a great podcast. The Folk School Coffee Parlor in Ludlow, Connecticut is where you do it.
Ludlow, Kentucky.
I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
My mind is here.
Oh, bless you. I do that because I do that with my best friend, and we do it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we're doing it remotely. But normally I'd fly into Cincinnati. Ludlow, Kentucky is right across the river from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And we do it at the coffee shop, and it's a half-hour podcast with about 10 minutes of comedy, then 10 minutes I do a political rant, and then 10 minutes of folk music or bluegrass.
And what did you decide this week? Will there be a woman president or not? Because I know that was your topic.
Oh, gosh, you guys are great. You really do the research. Yeah. The question was, would America ever vote for a woman president? Well, they already did. I mean, I understand the Electoral College came in for Grant, but the American people, by 3 million votes, voted for Hillary.
Okay.
I mean, that's a fact.
Yes.
Whether, it was you liked her or not, the fact is she beat Trump by 3 million votes. And so obviously the American, and she wasn't that popular. So clearly America would vote for a woman president.
Okay,
we've answered that now.
I was hoping for that answer.
God sakes, what about your show, Jerry?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Remember that? That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah, Judge Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my show. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you were sitting around one day, and you must have been reading, like, one of those Hollywood reporters, and you saw a fact that Judge Judy makes, like, $89 million a year or something like that.
Or a week or something.
And you went like this, wait a minute, I could do that.
But I couldn't afford the pay cut.
Oh, man. He's quick.
No, I'm teasing.
Judge Jerry weekdays, 2 o'clock on PIX 11. And, it's kind of weird because he's followed by himself. They do the reruns of the Jerry Springer Show, and then Judge Jerry comes on.
That's funny.
How in the world, here's what I don't understand. How in the world, the rest of the day, can they put other shows on? We ought to have a station all Jerry all the time.
Yeah, you'd love
sure,
that.
Sure, why
on.
Not?
I've got expenses.
You could review another one of the presidential books.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Jerry. Good job, my friend. Always great talking to you. Congratulations again. And you're always welcome here, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Patty. Take it
Thank
easy.
You.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Jerry Springer
Bye-bye.
On the, well, you hijacked that thing, Patty.
Yeah,
what
yeah, I know. I'll tell
Good
you something.
God.
If you were in
Get
the room
him
with me.
Presidential books.
You would be throwing stuff at me right now.
I'm fine.
That's
good.
The beauty of being 1,000 miles away from each other.
No, that's the beauty of not having much else going on, Patty. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. You just shut me down.
That. His face on Skype was hysterical. As soon as you entered the presidential books, he oh, for God's sake.
Well, I didn't bring him up. He did.
That was hysterical.
I was waiting for the Lyndon Johnson segment of the interview. Never got around to it. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, dear.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.